你觉得你男朋友一个月多少钱可以养活你？
最低也得300-500万吧，因为以后还要结婚生孩子啥的。
一个月100万吧，我花钱很少，主要我弟弟还在上学，每个月需要很多零花钱。
一个月7-8万就可以了，我自己一个月就5万了，
最少也要20-30万吧。我前几个对象都是几十万，总不能比他们少吧。
Brothers, when faced with such gold diggers, I really can't help but speak up. Look at yourselves. You're average looking, but the way you speak makes you sound like you have a problem with intelligence. Your skin is really too thick. To be honest, there are many good girls nowadays, but there are also plenty of gold diggers. These gold digging women always compare who eats better, dresses better, and lives more comfortably. They do nothing all day, yet pretend to be busy. They don't wash dishes, don't cook, and play on their phones all day long. They spend all of their man's salary but save their own in the bank. They're extremely lazy and love to fantasize. First, they imagine everything should be free for them. Second, they imagine themselves being 18 years old every year. Third, they imagine that work isn't tiring. Fourth, they fantasize that men line up to pursue them. Fifth, they want to have everything, but they themselves can't do anything. Sixth, they want to eat gourmet food every day. Seventh, they want to wear beautiful clothes every day. Eighth, they even fantasize that cheating is guilt-free. Ninth, they fantasize that they don't have to do anything, yet can manage all of the man's finances. I want to tell these gold-digging women, don't think that money is everything. If you get into a bad relationship for money, sooner or later, men will despise you. You have no skills but only want to enjoy the fruits of others' labor. You should stay far away and stop embarrassing yourselves. Actually, there are still many good girls nowadays, but don't let your mentality affect the entire circle. With this mentality, finding a husband and getting hurt is only natural. It's tough for men to earn money. Good girls should be cherished, and good men shouldn't be despised by women. Only by supporting each other can men and women have a happy family.
I have only 3 requirements for a boyfriend. First, he needs to give me money. Second, he shouldn't spend my money. Third, if we break up, don't come asking me to pay you back. Aren't these requirements reasonable?
They're reasonable. We men have 3 requirements for a girlfriend as well. First, you need to be able to take a beating. Second, you need to have a car and a house. Third, if you don't have money, stay away from us.
你们听好了哈，我结婚呢，我不要车，不要房，也不要彩礼。
Listen up, guys. I don't need a car, a house, a dowry, or gold jewelry like gold earrings or gold necklaces when I get married. I can buy these things myself. You men only need to meet 3 conditions. First, after I marry into your family, I won't do housework. The whole family will have to serve me. Second, you must give me 10,000 yuan as pocket money every month. Third, I don't plan on having children because it would affect my figure.
So, do you think you have any princess disease? Asking for the whole family to serve you. I am really speechless. Moreover, you say you don't need a car, a house, or a dowry, but then you ask for 10,000 yuan every month. Isn't this just using a reasonable excuse to ask others for money, and then using that money to buy things you need yourself? Are you smart, or do you think others are stupid? Honestly, if you think you can get rich this way, it seems unrealistic.
我今年33岁了，还没有结婚。我结婚的要求的话真的特别简单，因为我不要车子，不要房子，也不要彩礼。
I am 33 years old this year and still unmarried. My requirements for marriage are actually very simple. I don't need a car, a house, or a bride price. My only requirement is that after we get married, you give my mother a red envelope of 999 yuan every day. Because it was really not easy for my mom to raise me until 33, this is a way to show filial piety, right? Don't you think my requirement is not excessive?
I don't think your request is excessive at all. I just think you came out without taking your medication. Should I call the hospital director to have him come and take you back? Now many money-grubbing women are starting to use tricks. Many men are also waking up. Since they can't get high bride prices, they start playing numerical games. They outwardly say they don't need a bride price, car, or house, pretending to be a deeply affectionate and righteous woman, but in reality, they require 999 yuan every day for her mother. Isn't your mother in the ICU yet? Why does she need so much money every day? It doesn't seem like much, 999 yuan a day, 30,000 a month, 360,000 a year, and 3.6 million in 10 years. This is more extravagant than gold and diamonds. I think, since you feel your mom's effort in raising you was so great, you might as well stay home and not harm others. Take good care of your paralyzed mother. After all, she raised you with great difficulty. Work hard and earn money yourself to show filial piety. Don't use marriage to deceive men and use their money to support your mom. You really are something. If you like to calculate, let me do the math for you. 999 yuan a day, right? That's 41 yuan per hour. So, how about this? I first spend 41 yuan to experience your service for an hour, just like when we buy watermelon, the seller says it's sweet, so I ask you to cut a piece for me to taste. This is the same idea. Since we're talking about a transaction, let's be clear and straightforward. To put it bluntly, if I spend 30,000 yuan to consume, I am treated like a king. But you, requiring 999 yuan a day, must have at least 3 to 5 days of menstrual period each month, right? From this perspective, my calculation really doesn't seem worthwhile. So don't think only you can do the math. Others can do it too. Don't think that only you are business-minded and that men aren't. So you should either talk about feelings or talk about transactions directly. Don't disguise a transaction as marriage. That's very despicable. Actually, we men can be generous too. If you want a bride price, I can offer you 380,000 yuan as bride price. I don't need you to stay with me for a lifetime, just for 10 years. Then I will give you 104 yuan a day. Is that reasonable? When you divorce me, the daily 104 yuan will stop. This is clear and straightforward. How do you feel about this attitude? Seriously? Do you think the 999 yuan a day you asked for is similar to my 104 yuan a day? Would you accept it? You would definitely say I'm a scumbag, don't love you, and have no attitude. So I tell you, be decent. Treat others how you want to be treated first. Others are not stupid. You think you're smart, but everyone understands. Friends watching on screen, what do you think about this situation? Feel free to leave a comment.
我可以不要车，不要房，也不要彩礼，但是呢，我唯一的要求就是要给我弟弟买一套房。
If I marry you, I don't need a car, a house, or a bride price. However, my only requirement is that you buy a house for my younger brother. Our family's conditions have always been average, but I want my brother to have a good wife, so you need to buy him a house. However, many of my suitors have started to back off after hearing this requirement. As I get older, the quality of my suitors has also started to decline. But the requirement to buy a house for my brother will not change. I only have one younger brother, and I want him to live well. I will keep waiting, and I believe there will be a man who will agree to my request.
不要车，不要房，更不要彩礼，却没有一个男人敢娶我。
I am 32 years old this year and still unmarried. Although I don't require a car, a house, or a betrothal gift, no man is willing to marry me. I graduated from junior high school, am 165 centimeters tall, and my appearance is quite good. Through my own efforts, I have acquired a car, a house, and savings. A few days ago, I ran into a classmate on the street who had a child. We talked about marriage, and she asked me if I was married. I replied that I wasn't. She then asked when I planned to get married at 32, given that her own child was already so big. I told her that I had been on 15 blind dates this year, but each time, I failed because I made a request that was unacceptable. Next, you can hear this request and see if it's too much. Since childhood, my father had a stroke and became paralyzed. Later, my mother divorced my father, and our family was very poor. In the early years after the divorce, our family lived very difficultly. During the new year, we had no rice, flour, or firewood, relying entirely on help from relatives and neighbors. The house had no stove or windows, and there were drafts everywhere. I remember that during the first spring festival after my parents' divorce, my second brother's family gave us a piece of meat, and my aunt's family gave us a fish. For the new year, our family made 4 dishes and some dumplings. Sitting at the table, my father said, "This is not celebrating the new year, this is simply enduring hardship." My father was already in a miserable state, and although I had grown up, I had never seen him cry. That year, our family farmed, and since I was very young and didn't know how to farm, my father scolded me, and I cried very hard. I missed my mother very much. Looking back now, those years were really tough. Later, I went out to work. I sent most of my monthly earnings back to my father, keeping only a little for myself. At that time, I didn't have any skincare products and was reluctant to buy clothes for myself during season changes. Once, I got a job at a hamburger restaurant. I wasn't afraid of hard work or tiredness, and I learned all the jobs in the restaurant, becoming the store manager with an annual salary of over 100,000. I had never imagined earning so much money in my life. For many years, I had a wish to buy a house for my father so he could enjoy his old age. So, I bought a house in our county and brought my father to live with me. After my parents' divorce for so many years, I had been working hard and hadn't thought about dating or marriage. Occasionally, my father would advise me to start a family, since he couldn't be with me forever and I needed someone to take care of me and have a child of my own. Recently, through a friend's introduction, I went on a blind date with someone who had very good conditions. I decided to lay my requirements on the table without hiding anything. I could forego the betrothal gift, the car, and the house, but I must live with my father after marriage. The person rejected this condition immediately, saying he could give me 600,000 as a betrothal gift and asked me to send my father to a nursing home. Nursing homes today have good conditions. I refused immediately, saying that even if he gave me 6 million, I wouldn't accept it because family affection cannot be measured by money. I asked him if he would be willing to send his parents to a nursing home. This is also the reason I have remained unmarried for so many years. Now that I am 32, friends, do you think my request is reasonable? I just want to ensure my father can enjoy his old age. I don't think this is wrong. After all, filial piety is the most important virtue.
如果你没有钱，我不会跟你谈恋爱。如果你家里条件一般，我不会跟你谈恋爱。
If you don't have money, I won't date you. If your family conditions are average, I won't date you either. What I consider is whether being with you can provide me with a better life. Because if I live alone, I can solve all problems by myself without relying on anyone else. In the past, I was a more idealistic person, believing that love was enough and that other problems could be overcome. However, I have become more realistic now and consider economic issues. If you don't have money, even if you work hard, you will only be able to buy one house in your lifetime, and you will still have to pay off the mortgage. I am unwilling to accept such a life. I don't want to endure that hardship. Many times, girls who seem realistic are actually just fully devoted to one person without considering other factors, often resulting in unsatisfactory outcomes. Human nature is quite selfish. When someone treats you well, you might not pay much attention, but if someone doesn't love you, you will worry that they might leave you and overthink many things. Loving someone too much often makes you suffer. Regarding children, I have never considered having them. I think that due to my own emotional issues and upbringing, I might not be a good mother and might even harm the child. Having children is not for the sake of retirement, as many cases today prove. I am happy living alone and would rather spend money on myself and enjoy life. If I have a boy, I would have to teach him how to respect women and deal with issues like marriage, buying a house, and preparing dowries. If I have a girl, I would worry about her being deceived by other men. There are too many considerations, and I feel that living alone is more comfortable. I don't like children because I found it very annoying when I took care of my younger brother as a child. I am a very selfish person and do not want to take on that responsibility. Currently, my family is more anxious. They hope I can have a complete family and have children soon. However, I don't center my life around family life and have little expectation for married life, as I don't see myself as outstanding. My expectations for marriage come from my parents' marriage experiences. I believe in love, but I think good men will not appear around me.
什么情况下男生会说女生物质？
我说完肯定是要被喷的了。我觉得女人物不物质都取决于她身边那个男人的能力吧。
Sometimes, whether a man views a woman as a gold digger often depends on his economic capability. For example, if my monthly income is 100,000 renminbi and my girlfriend wants an LV handbag, I might think it's affordable and not a big deal. If my monthly income is 20,000 renminbi, I might think buying one or two bags a year is manageable. But if a man's monthly income is only 4,000 renminbi, buying an LV handbag for his girlfriend could leave him with no money for food, and he would definitely think his girlfriend is a gold digger. Men who are unwilling to admit they can't meet their partner's needs often blame the woman, calling her a gold digger, which actually reflects their own inability to earn more. If you ask wealthy tycoons for a building, would they think you're a gold digger?
I believe this woman is really talented. She skillfully distorts the truth, turning wrong viewpoints into apparent truths, and making the non-existent seem real. Such people are adept at exploiting loopholes and presenting hypocritical, high-end arguments. Stop making excuses. A gold digger is just a gold digger, no matter how grandly you put it. A gold digger is someone who treats men as cash machines, seeks vanity, is highly materialistic, and considers herself superior with a thick skin, wanting to take advantage. Whether a man is wealthy or has limited income, a gold digger will try to extract as much as she can and then move on. They earn very little each month, but always pursue the most expensive things, never settling for economic options. They constantly complain about financial strain while in front of men. They lack the destiny of wealth but have a mindset of wealth sickness, focusing only on money, not love, and using the guise of romance to collect money. This is the epitome of a gold digger. If you continue to argue so defensively, no one will want to marry you. Men are not fools, so stop treating them as such. You are neither someone's wife nor mother, so why should others spend their hard-earned money on you? Stop making a fuss. Your behavior is really annoying. To all the friends watching on the screen, what are your thoughts on gold diggers? Feel free to leave a comment and discuss. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.